Welcome in to Vern's Post Game Show.
Massey not stopping at second and slides into third with a two-run triple.
Here's Josh Vernier.
Yeah, good evening. Listen, I think over the course of this season, over the course of the years, I would like to think that I've been pretty fair to both sides. When things are going well, I acknowledge it. When things are not going well, I acknowledge it. We call a spade on this show. But man, say what you will about this season, and there's plenty to say. Say what you will about this rebuild, about this win-loss record. Say whatever you want about this team, about this season, but you got to give it up to them today. That was a good win. This has been a good series. More than that, I'm not saying what it's going to mean when they return home to take on Cleveland and the Dodgers. I'm not telling you what it's going to mean for the second half of the season, but you've got to admit, this was a nice win. This has been a nice series. Royals win 9-4. They score 9 unanswered runs. And on the mound, Royals pitching keeps the second-best offense in baseball, holds them hitless for the final 5 frames, and the Royals win. Phone lines are open. Let's talk about it. 913-586-7610. That's 913-586-7610. And if you've listened to this show this season, especially of late, as the boys, even with the win, are still 33 games below 500, you know that in a game where Jordan Lyles is your starting pitcher, my focus is on the young bats. Those unproven position players that we talk about nightly. 5 of them in the lineup today, all 5 of them in the field. We'll get to them. I can't start with them. Even though they're what matters, with all due respect to Carlos Hernandez, yeah, the young bats are more likely to be at the center of the turnaround, more so than Nick Whitgren or Jordan Lyles. But I gotta begin with Jordan Lyles and Nick Whitgren. Whitgren picks up the final 2 frames, 6 up, 6 down with a pair of punch outs. Nice job to him. Carlos Hernandez, a 1-2-3, 12 pitch, 7th inning. He strikes out his 47th batter of the season. He's pitched just 38 innings. But congratulations to Jordan Lyles. Again, I'm not going to make it out to be more than what it was. He didn't deserve this undesirable Major League Baseball record. 15 straight starts to open up the season. His team loses them all. Now, Jordan Lyles, 0-11. We went over it earlier today on the On Deck Show. From his very first start this season, he didn't deserve this record. And he pitches his tail off against the Twins, 5 1/3 innings of 1-run baseball, game 2 of the season, and the Royals' offense is a no-show. He throws 8 innings against the Rangers, and it's a loss for the team. He has a few other good enough outings where he shouldn't be and the team shouldn't lose, but the bullpen coughs it up, the offense gets shut out, whatever the reason. And like I said earlier today, I'm not trying to present it as if Jordan Lyles has been good this season. He hasn't. He's been bad, but the team has made him worse. So I'm happy that he gets to shed himself of that O for the season. It takes 16 starts, but the Royals have finally won an outing with Jordan Lyles on the hill. His record is now 1-11. I don't know if you say congratulations on your 1-11 record, but if you've been following along this season, you know he deserves it. Congratulations, Jordan Lyles. 913-586-7610 is our phone number. That's 913-586-7610. He goes 6 innings, allows 4 runs on 8 hits, 1 walk, 2 strikeouts. The 4 runs he gives up all come across to score in the first 2 innings. Again, Royals trailed 4-0. They score 9 unanswered and win by 5. Lyles goes at least 6 innings for a 4th straight start. He's now on pace to give this team more than 180 innings, which is exactly why they signed him. So, nice job, Lyles, Whitgren, Carlos Hernandez. Now, let's talk about what really matters. You're 22-55. Wins and losses, for as much as I want them to matter, they don't matter as much as the progression, the development, and hopefully the maturation of these young Royals hitters. You know what I like today from them? That's... It's something that I don't think I've really gotten angry about it this year, because it's to be expected with young hitters in the big leagues, especially those still in their first calendar year of big league baseball. But so often this season, a young Royals hitter, one of those unproven position players, finds himself at the dish in a spot where there's only one rule. Do not strike out. Put the bat on the ball. And I know I'm saying it as if it's an easy thing to do. Come on, you know I know that it's not easy. But that's why you're in the big leagues. That's why you're better than everybody else in AAA and AA and Single A. That's why you were drafted. That's why you were scouted. That's why you were signed, is to execute. For us to hold you to that high standard. So when there's only one rule, do not strike out, it's frustrating when you see MJ go down looking or Prado go down swinging. We've seen it a lot lately. What I liked about this 9-4 win is in spots where the only rule is do not punch out, the Royals put the bat on the ball. Nick Prado, Bobby Witt Jr., third inning. Royals down 4-1. Drew Waters hits the leadoff home run to put them on the board to start chipping away at that deficit. And with runners on second and third and nobody out, Nick Prado at the dish. You cannot strike out. Put the ball in play. He does. Hits it to the left side, but that's good enough to get Nicky Lopez in from third base. Which then sets the stage for Bobby Witt Jr. Man on third, one out. Put the ball in play. Put it in the air. Get him home. And Bobby belts a 2-2 pitch for a sacrifice fly to center field. Prado again in the sixth inning with the Royals up 7-4. Bases loaded, one out. Put the ball in play. He does. Grounds out to the right side. Far enough between the second baseman and first baseman that the Tampa second baseman's unable to start the double play. Takes the easy out at first. And Edward Olivares comes in to score. Giving the Royals an 8-4 lead, they would go on to win 9-4. That's what I liked about today. And there was a lot more. Freddie Fermin, Edward Olivares, those two combined to go 6-for-7, driving in 4 runs and scoring 5 of the 9 that the boys put on the board today. So what about you? What did you like from the 9-4 win? A win that guarantees the Royals split the series against the Tampa Bay Rays. Now, I'm not going to get ahead of myself. I still want to see how they perform tomorrow. I'll admit, this has already been a quality series. You can guarantee it's a good series by playing fundamentally sound baseball tomorrow. Win, lose, or draw. Play smart baseball tomorrow. Now, there's always going to be hiccups. I'm not saying play a perfect game, right? Edward Olivares, lack of communication with Drew Waters, or not listening to the communication of Drew Waters. Yeah, a little misstep defensively, just like, you know, Nick Prado last night, a little misstep defensively. I'm not saying play perfect. But can you play smart, fundamentally sound baseball one more time? Split the series, win the series, whatever. You can really make a slight statement to your fan base with some quality baseball tomorrow, taking us into the week with a series split or a series win in Tampa. Make it undeniable. because these first three games in Tampa, it is, as I said, undeniable. You say whatever you want about this team, this season, this organization, this rebuild, this whatever. But you got to admit, that was a good win. And this has been a good series. Royals win 9-4. The phone lines are open for you. The phone number is 913-586-7610. That's 913-586-7610. We'll get to your phone calls right after this.
Burns Post Game Show on your home for Royals baseball, 610 Sports Radio, and the Odyssey app.
Vern here to remind you Royals fans that 1 hour before first pitch every game day, I give you a chance to win a pair of tickets on the new trivia game, It's the Pitch Clock. You can hear that, the On Deck Show, every Royals game, and every post-game show on your phone, tablet, or smart speaker with the Odyssey app. And if you ever miss a show, just check out the podcast, All Things Vern. I join Fesco in the morning, Mondays at 8 a.m., Cody and Gold, Wednesdays at 12:30, and every Friday with CDOT on the drive. Your home for Royals baseball in Kansas City is 610 Sports Radio.
Welcome back to Vern's post-game show on your home for Royals baseball in Kansas City, 610 Sports Radio.
First pitch to Drew Waters. Fastball smash, deep in the air, right center field. Siri goes back, looks up at the Ray tank, and it's gone! Just above the Rays, swimming around. Drew Waters touches them all for a solo home run.
Yeah, that made it 4-1 Tampa. Royals would score 8 more runs unanswered. And they take Game 3 from the Rays, 9-4 the final score. That's Jake Eisenberg on the call, as heard here on 610 Sports Radio. Drew Waters, leadoff home run there in the third inning. First pitch sinker, middle in. He belts it 415 feet to center field. Waters, in the fourth inning, would hit a one-out single to center. Wrapping up his day, 2-for-4. Drew's having a nice little stretch here. Entered this series in Tampa, 3 for his last 31. He's now 6 for his last 10. 3 straight multi-hit games for the first time in his young career. A lot of love for Drew Waters coming in right now on the text line, the Jays Southland Tow Service text line. Let's take a dive in before we hear from Jordan Lyles. From the 816, Vern, unsarcastically asking, is this the high point of the season so far and going forward? I don't believe it's the high point of the season. 33 games below 500. To me, the high point of the season was taking the first two games in San Francisco back in early April. Right, Brad Keller pitched really well in the opener, and then Chris Bubich pitched really well in game two. And you're thinking, oh my God, these pitching coaches have fixed Brad Keller, have fixed Chris Bubich. Brady Singer's going to get it figured out. Daniel Lynch is going to return, and oh my God, we got a rotation. Now, Keller's hurt, Bubich is hurt, Singer hasn't really figured it out. Lynch is back and pitching well, but... So that, to me, was the high point of the season. 9 games in. But to the second part of the question, is this the high point moving forward? It better not be. Oh my goodness. No. No, because I believe that Bobby's only going to get better as the season goes along. That we're going to see Drew Waters and Michael Garcia and Nick Prado and Michael Massey adjust to the league as it adjusts to them. And to me, seeing them bounce back after their next slump, that's going to be better than this. Because that's what matters. Seeing Garcia and Massey and Melendez and Bobby struggle and come out of it. Right, Bobby's done that plenty. Vinny's already done that. Michael Garcia, Drew Waters, not so much. Now, you want to see him hit well, feel like they're locked in, like they are right now. And then you want to see the league adjust and start to stymie them somewhat. See if they can battle out of it, dig out of it, fight back. They better be, or else this game's going to eat them up. Text line's always there for you, 913-586-7610. Henry from Topeka writes in, Vern, I'm giving this game an A-. The pitching was pretty good. The bats were great as well. My gripe, though, is the outfield communication. You got to know whose priority it is, who's allowed to call off whom. We don't need any more collisions or drop balls. We just need more of those great wins. Yeah, Henry, no doubt. No question. We saw it twice. First batter for the Rays, Yandy Diaz hits a fly ball to left center field. Drew Waters comes charging. It appeared as if he was screaming, I got it, I got it. But Edward Olivares does not retreat. Olivares makes the catch, and the look on Drew Waters' face was a look of disgust. Disgust in his teammate. Not a great look. And then once the Royals get up by 5 runs, they pull Edward Olivares and they put Dairon Blanco out there to protect the 5-run lead. And then he does the same thing. The first batter in the 9th inning, Taylor Walls hits a fly ball to left center field. Here comes Waters charging, calling off Blanco, but Blanco makes the catch. Now, Henry, you're right. That needs to be cleaned up. I don't know if Waters isn't loud enough. But yeah, Blanco, Olivares, Melendez, whoever the corner outfielders are, ears open. Listen for Drew. 913-586-7610. A few more from the text line. From the 620, Vern, is Drew Waters becoming that dude? Looks like he wants the team on his shoulders. You know, I've had, and listen, it's not hard to find people in baseball that will say that guy's great. Yeah, but I've had people tell me that Drew Waters is going to be a $100 million player. Okay, you know. I remember people telling me that Orlando Calixte is going to be a stud too. So you take it all with a grain of salt, but that type of athlete playing a premium position that shows power from both sides of the plate, showed off a pretty good arm earlier in the series, has shown off the speed with stolen bases and tracking down fly balls. I'm a fan of Drew Waters. The offseason work that he put in to get bigger, the work that he put in after going down early in spring training to get back. Again, 3-for-31 entering this series, grinding. And now he's red hot. Now, is he becoming that dude? You know, I guess I'm going to have a difficult time answering that, because who else are those dudes? Like, is Julio Rodriguez that dude? Are we talking Ronald Acuna type of dudes? Because, yeah, I don't know. I don't think so. Now, could he be a multiple-time All-Star? Yeah, no doubt. No question. Could he have a similar career to that of Lorenzo Cain? Yeah, sure. Yeah, why not? No, Drew Waters, you should be high on. You should be excited to watch the growth of the 24-year-old. I know I am. Well, Bobby, Vinny, and MJ, in my mind, to open up the season, garnered a majority of my attention. Those were the three guys that I thought were kind of at the center of this thing. Not this evaluation season, but the core moving forward. I thought it was centered around Bobby, MJ, and Vinny Pasquantino. But Nick Prado, Michael Garcia, Drew Waters, they've all made very solid cases that we, too, are a part of that core. And Michael Massey, Samad Taylor. I mean, that's what gets me going. Now, tomorrow you have Daniel Lynch on the hill, so tomorrow it's not difficult to get me to show up to the ballpark. No, you just got homegrown talent everywhere. And the guys that aren't homegrown, like a Drew Waters, you acquired him just last year in a trade. So the young bats are now accompanied by a younger arm tomorrow. Yeah, I'm excited about that. So I can't say he's a dude or that dude for this team. But if you get enough quality As we saw in 2014 and 2015, you might not need a dude. You might not need a superstar if you have a bunch of good players. Now, Royals are a long way away from that, achieving that. But you can never have enough talent, and I certainly would say that Drew Waters is talented. Royals win 9-4. Let's head inside the clubhouse and hear from today's winning pitcher, Jordan Lyles. 6 innings, 4 runs on 8 hits. He walks only one. Lyles has surrendered no more than one walk in 4 of his last 5 starts. No surprise he's been able to go at least 6 innings in 4 straight. Let's hear what he had to say after his first win of the season to Bally Sports Kansas City.
I think just a little bit, even more so, just how well we played all the way around team-wise. A little shaky first and second for me and Freddie. And then the offense picking us up, giving us a 3 spot in the third, and then another 4 spot in the fourth, allowed Freddie and I to settle in. And then we were kind of getting some quick outs and cruise control, kind of. And the offense kept going. We had a handful of guys with really good offensive days, with some good outfield plays by Drew, a couple of questionable who's going to take the ball, who's not. But it worked out in our favor. So just a really good team overall, all-around win for sure.
How important were those shutdown innings in the third and the fourth when the team's making the comeback?
Yeah, they're crucial. Especially with a team that a lineup over there that can, they just wear you down, wear you out. You blink and they've already sent 4 or 5 hitters to the plate. Just getting quick outs, getting our offense, our defense back into the dugout so they can keep swinging it. It was very crucial, and there were quick innings too. I think that means a little bit extra, so guys can get ready, get settled in a little bit quicker instead of standing on their feet and staying out there defensive wise. So I think they played a big part. Yeah.
And you had all 6 of your pitches working today, the sweeper, the slider, the changeup. What was it just like to help you get in that groove out there?
We were in the zone a little bit more often. I think after the first 2 innings, the homer in the first to Franco was a little backup cutter that didn't get where it was supposed to go. And a good hitter put a good swing on it. And then we made some adjustments after that second inning to that cutter. Started missing in with it. That's where I wanted to leave it, and we started getting good results, some early ground outs to some of their lefties, up and into their lefties. Then other than that, we started attacking with the force team up, throwing strikes, not finding ourselves in many bad counts. The simple things that aren't so simple at times.
Yeah. Jordan Lyles now 1-11 on the season. Royals now 1-15 in games started by Jordan Lyles. How about this statistic as I see the Rally Mantis giving some love to Lyles on the text line? Today marks the first time in modern baseball history that a pitcher with an 0-10 record or worse won a game on the road against a first-place team. So again, just every time he takes the hill, Jordan Lyles is setting some sort of Major League Baseball record. Today, thankfully, it's a good one, right? It centers around him winning. Way to go, Jordan Lyles. Let's go to Big T and Shawnee. Big T, you're on 610 Sports Radio as the boys win 9-4. Go ahead.
Hey, thank you, Vern. Appreciate it. Hey, so man, the dirty werewolf boy, he's the royal snake bit him again, Vern. When's he gonna learn to go against our boys in blue? Come on, Dust Man, you got to do better. I'm just ribbing. But Vern, you said it all. You got to take your hat off to Jordan Lyles. I'm crack open whatever you like to drink and smoke whatever you like to smoke. I imagine Jordan Lyles is cracking up a cold one and lighting up a big old fat cigar and just soaking it all in. Well deserved. I take my hat off to that guy. The monkey's off his back. He finally doesn't have a zero in front of all those losses. Now to the hitters. what about that bottom of that lineup, Vern? Way to go. Way to go. I mean, you said it all, Vern. And moving forward, I hope this is not the best. But if you told me coming into this series that we'd get a split with the Tampa Bay Rays, I'd say, hell yeah. but it's about winning series. And maybe we can win a damn series against the best team in baseball. Waters, another home run. And how about the big O? Man, he was ripping that ball over the field today. And I know he's horrible on defense, but, man, I love his stick burn. That double went further than his home run. And then how about Fabulous Freddie Fermin? Yeah, I'm going to call him Fabulous Freddie Fermin today because he was fabulous. He had three hits, that big home run. He had a walk. Way to go. Way to go, backup catcher. That's the type of ball we need. SNL, steady defense. You mentioned Prado and Witt. Heck yeah. And then how about all them shutout innings, keeping that powerful, powerful team off the board. Way to go, guys. Good win. And as always, let's go Royals.
Big T mentions it. The 6, 7, 8, 9 hitters. Olivares, Waters, Lopez, Fermin combined to go 9 for 20 today, scoring 8 of the 9 runs, driving in 4 of the 9 runs. Edward Olivares has a hit in 9 of his last 11 games. He's hitting .340 in that stretch with 6 extra base hits. And Freddie Fermin has reached base safely in 6 straight starts. He's hitting .391 in that stretch with 3 extra base hits. And yeah, you're right, Dusty Likens. Boy, oh boy, if you didn't catch the On Deck show earlier today, hopefully you know the On Deck show, my pregame show. We have the double play where we give you our best bets for that night's Royals game. By the way, I had another winning day. That's now 3 straight and 5 of the last 7 games. I'm making you money. Dusty Likens made his 10th appearance on the double play. Picked his 10th straight loser. I got a lot of love for Dusty Likens, the Dustman, the Dirty Werewolf, Mr. Saturday Night, so many nicknames, and yet I think he's the new Jordan Lyles, right? He picked the Rays to win this. Jordan Lyles won for the first time. I think now whatever scarlet letter was being worn by Jordan Lyles needs to be transferred to the shirt of Dusty Likens. Royals, victorious in Tampa, earning at worst a split of this 4-game series. And now tomorrow, man, I can't wait for this game. Daniel Lynch opposite Tyler Glasnow. Yes, please. 12:40 first pitch. I'll be on the air with the On Deck show beginning at 11:30. We get back to your phone calls. We'll head back inside that Royals clubhouse and take another dive into the text line after this.
Burns Postgame Show on your home for Royals baseball, 610 Sports Radio, and the Odyssey app.
Hey, it's Bobby Witt Jr., and you're listening to the home for Royals baseball, 610 Sports Radio.
Welcome back to Vern's Postgame Show on your home for Royals baseball in Kansas City, 610 Sports Radio.
Has been contributing with the bat more and more, and he hammers one down the left field line, and that ball is gone. It's a 3-run homer. Freddie Fermin, his 4th home run, and the Royals take the lead. They've been coming back all weekend. The Royals do it again here, and the Royals lead this game 6-4. Swing and a liner into the alley in left center. That's down for hit. That's going to go to the fence. Here comes Prado around third. He'll score. Bobby will stop at second base with an RBI double. Back-to-back doubles. Back-to-back-to-back extra base hits. And those are Brewbirds here in Tampa Bay. They got a team that's 53-26, but the Boobirds are out as the Royals take a 7-4 lead here in the 4th inning.
Yeah, Rays players earlier were talking about the grit, the grind of the Kansas City Royals, and they're showing the Rays, hey, we're young, but we're hungry. We're big leaguers. Salvi pulled all the guys together day one here in Tampa and said, hey, look, we're facing McClanahan. We're facing the best team in baseball, but hey, we're big leaguers. We're going to come in here. We're going to fight, and they're following the lead of the captain, and they're doing exactly that.
The pitch. Olivares bashes it deep to left field. Raley's on the track. Looks up. It's out of here. Edward Olivares tees off and extends the Royals' lead. It's 9-4 in the top of the 8th inning. 6th home run of the season for Edward Olivares, and there was never a doubt.
Eddie O looks like he got a 2-strike slider there from Littell. Pounded it deep down the left field line, way up there in Randy Land. 3rd hit of the day for Edward Olivares. Two extra base hits, a triple away from the cycle.
The pitch. Mejia lofts it into right center field. Waters sprints over in the gap. He's there, makes the catch, and that's the ball game. The Kansas City Royals defeat the Tampa Bay Rays 9-4 in come-from-behind fashion for the second time in 3 days. And Jordan Lyles, for the first time in his Royals career, has a win. And the Royals, for the first time in Lyles' tenure with the club, have a win behind him. Royals pitching retires 17 consecutive batters to end the game, and the Royals have taken two of the first three from the Tampa Bay Rays at Tropicana Field.
9-4, the final score. There's the entire story, courtesy of Steve Stewart, Mike Sweeney, and Jake Eisenberg. Let's head inside the Royals clubhouse. Here's Drew Waters following his 2-for-4 performance, courtesy of Bally Sports, Kansas City.
To me, you really saw Jordan battle, obviously, in the first. You know, he gave up a couple of runs, but you saw him bounce back. And I thought he pitched an awesome game. And not only that, just seeing the offense come alive and, you know, bounce back from being down early. And then, of course, the defense. Honestly, kind of like two nights ago, all around, everyone played a great game.
When you look at your own success today, another home run, what has changed for you just in this series? Do you feel like you're finding that groove again?
I mean, yeah, definitely. You know, starting on the IL is not exactly ideal, but, you know, the hitting guys are really good about getting me to stick to my routines, to stick to the plan, and just trust that the results will come. And, you know, that's what I've done. And now I'm starting to see some of the results that, you know, every baseball player wants to see.
Yeah, certainly seeing the results. That's Drew Waters following the Royals' 22nd win of the season. One game to go on this road trip. Royals thus far 3-3 on pace to finish this season 46-116. Let's dive back into the text line, 913-586-7610. Stefan writes in, Vern, was that an extra toot from Big T and Shawnee? If so, it's completely justified. Congratulations to the boys in blue on an impressive series thus far in Tampa. Signed, Stefan. I don't know. I think he normally, it's four toots of the Big T train. Were there five toots, Stefan? I got a lot of things written down in my notebook, but I did not tally the toots. My game notes following this 9-4 win presented by Jay's Southland Tow Service. Bobby Witt goes 1-for-4, hits a sack fly in the third and an RBI double in the fourth. Bobby hitting an even 300 in the month of June with an OPS of 785 in the 21 games this month. Back to the text line, 913-586-7610. Joey in Grain Valley, happy with the pitching, hoping to take a series tomorrow. Yeah, we all are. Really hoping to see Daniel Lynch give you a solid six and stare down Tyler Glasnow. Glasnow, another one of those cyborgs that exists now in the game. Looks like he should be in a soap opera. But then he throws triple digits with the nastiest breaking stuff you're going to see. Daniel Lynch and Tyler Glasnow coming up tomorrow. All right, let's go to Ty in Sedalia. Ty, you're on 610 Sports Radio. Go ahead.
Goodness. What a win this was today. Hey, congratulations, Jordan Lyles, getting his first W of the season. And my man, Drew Waters, I think he earned the new nickname, Hurricane Drew, because he was bringing tidal waves in Tampa today with a bomb, and then Freddie Firmino with another bomb, and Ollie, even though so his outfield, we don't really like it, but another bomb from Olivares, an all-around good win today. And my favorite pitcher, Nick Wittgren, solid eighth and ninth.
That's your favorite pitcher?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Hey, no, I got nothing. He's a sweetheart of a man from everything that a pitcher with an 0-10 record or worse won a game on the road against a first-place team. So again, just every time he takes the hill, Jordan Lyles is setting some sort of Major League Baseball record. Today, thankfully, it's a It's a good one, right? It centers around him winning. Way to go, Jordan Lyles. Let's go to Big T and Shawnee. Big T, you're on 610 Sports Radio as the boys win 9-4. Go ahead.
Hey, thank you, Vern. Appreciate it. Hey, so, man, the dirty werewolf, boy, he's the royal snake bit him again, Vern. When's he going to learn to go against our boys in blue? Come on, Dustman, you got to do better. I'm just riveting. But, Vern, you said it all. You got to take your hat off to Jordan Lyles. I'm crack open whatever you like to drink and smoke whatever you like to smoke. I imagine Jordan Lyles is cracking up a cold one and lighting up a big old fat cigar and just soaking it all in. Well deserved. I take my hat off to that guy. The monkey's off his back. He finally doesn't have a zero in front of all those losses. Now to the hitters. what about that bottom of that lineup, Vern? Way to go. I mean, you said it all, Vern. And moving forward, I hope this is not the best. But if you told me coming into this series that we'd get a split with the Tampa Bay Rays, I'd say hell yeah. But it's about winning series, and maybe we can win a damn series against the best team in baseball. Waters, another home run. And how about the big O? Man, he was ripping that ball over the field today, and I know he's horrible on defense, but, man, I love his stick, Vern. That double went further than his home run. And then how about Fabulous Freddie Fermin? Yeah, I'm going to call him Fabulous Freddie Fermin today because he was fabulous. He had three hits, that big home run. He had a walk. Way to go. Way to go, backup catcher. That's the type of ball we need. SNL, steady defense. You mentioned Prado and Witt. Heck yeah. And then how about all them shutout innings, keeping that powerful, powerful team off the board. Way to go, guys. Good win. And as always, let's go Royals.
Big T mentions it. The 6, 7, 8, 9 hitters. Olivares, Waters, Lopez, Fermin combined to go 9-for-20 today, scoring 8 of the 9 runs, driving in 4 of the 9 runs. Edward Olivares has a hit in 9 of his last 11 games. He's hitting .340 in that stretch with 6 extra base hits. And Freddie Fermin has reached base safely in 6 straight starts. He's hitting .391 in that stretch with 3 extra base hits. And yeah, you're right, Dusty Likens. Boy, oh boy, if you didn't catch the On Deck show earlier today, hopefully you know the On Deck show, my pregame show. We have the double play where we give you our best bets for that night's Royals game. By the way, I had another winning day. That's now 3 straight and 5 of the last 7 games. I'm making you money. Dusty Likens made his 10th appearance on the double play. Picked his 10th straight loser. I got a lot of love for Dusty Likens. The Dustman, the Dirty Werewolf, Mr. Saturday Night. So many nicknames, and yet I think he's the new Jordan Lyles, right? He picked the Rays to win this. Jordan Lyles won for the first time. I think now whatever scarlet letter was being worn by Jordan Lyles needs to be transferred to the shirt of Dusty Likens. Royals, victorious in Tampa, earning at worst a split of this 4-game series. And now tomorrow, man, I can't wait for this game. Daniel Lynch opposite Tyler Glasnow. Yes, please. 12:40 first pitch. I'll be on the air with the On Deck show beginning at 11:30. We get back to your phone calls. We'll head back inside that Royals clubhouse and take another dive into the text line after this.
Burns Postgame Show on your home for Royals baseball, 610 Sports Radio, and the Odyssey app.
Hey, it's Bobby Witt Jr., and you're listening to the home for Royals baseball, 610 Sports Radio.
Welcome back to Vern's Postgame Show on your home for Royals baseball in Kansas City, 610 Sports Radio.
Has been contributing with the bat more and more, and he hammers one down the left field line, and that ball is gone. It's a 3-run homer. Freddie Fermin, his 4th home run, and the Royals take the lead. They've been coming back all weekend. The Royals do it again here, and the Royals lead this game 6-4. Swing and a liner into the alley in left center. That's down for hit. That's going to go to the fence. Here comes Prado around third. He'll score. Bobby will stop at second base with an RBI double. Back-to-back doubles. Back-to-back-to-back extra base hits. And those are Brewbirds here in Tampa Bay. They got a team that's 53-26, but the Boo Birds are out as the Royals take a 7-4 lead here in the fourth inning.
Yeah, Rays players earlier were talking about the grit, the grind of the Kansas City Royals, and they're showing the Rays, hey, we're young, but we're hungry. We're big leaguers. Salvi pulled all the guys together day one here in Tampa and said, hey, look, we're facing McClanahan. We're facing the best team in baseball, but hey, we're big leaguers. We're going to come in here. We're going to fight, and they're following the lead of the captain, and they're doing exactly that.
The pitch. Olivares bashes it deep to left field. Raley's on the track. Looks up. It's out of here. Edward Olivares tees off and extends the Royals' lead. It's 9-4 in the top of the eighth inning. Sixth home run of the season for Edward Olivares, and there was never a doubt.
Eddie O looks like he got a two-strike slider there from Littell. Pounded it deep down the left field line, way up there in Randy Land. Third hit of the day for Edward Olivares. Two extra base hits, a triple away from the cycle.
The pitch. Mejia lofts it into right center field. Waters sprints over in the gap. He's there, makes the catch, and that's the ball game. The Kansas City Royals defeat the Tampa Bay Rays 9-4 in come-from-behind fashion for the second time in 3 days. And Jordan Lyles, for the first time in his Royals career, has a win. And the Royals, for the first time in Lyles' tenure with the club, have a win behind him. Royals pitching retires 17 consecutive batters to end the game, and the Royals have taken two of the first three from the Tampa Bay Rays at Tropicana Field.
9-4, the final score. There's the entire story, courtesy of Steve Stewart, Mike Sweeney, and Jake Eisenberg. Let's head inside the Royals clubhouse. Here's Drew Waters following his 2-for-4 performance, courtesy of Bally Sports, Kansas City.
To me, you really saw Jordan battle, obviously, in the first. You know, he gave up a couple of runs, but you saw him bounce back. And I thought he pitched an awesome game. And not only that, just seeing the offense come alive and, you know, bounce back from being down early. And then, of course, the defense. Honestly, kind of like two nights ago, all around, everyone played a great game.
When you look at your own success today, another home run, what has changed for you just in this series? And do you feel like you're finding that groove again?
I mean, yeah, definitely. You know, starting on the IL is not exactly ideal, but, you know, the hitting guys are really good about getting me to stick to my routines, to stick to the plan, and just trust that the results will come. And, you know, that's what I've done. And now I'm starting to see some of the results that, you know, every baseball player wants to see.
Yeah, certainly seeing the results. That's Drew Waters following the Royals' 22nd win of the season. One game to go on this road trip. Royals thus far 3-3 on pace to finish this season 46-116. Let's dive back into the text line, 913-586-7610. Stefan writes in, Vern, was that an extra toot from Big T and Shawnee? If so, it's completely justified. Congratulations to the boys in blue on an impressive series thus far in Tampa. Signed, Stefan. I don't know. I think he normally, it's four toots of the Big T train. Were there five toots, Stefan? I got a lot of things written down in my notebook, but I did not tally the toots. My game notes following this 9-4 win presented by Jay's Southland Tow Service. Bobby Witt goes 1-for-4, hits a sack fly in the third and an RBI double in the fourth. Bobby hitting an even 300 in the month of June with an OPS of 785 in the 21 games this month. Back to the text line, 913-586-7610. Joey in Grain Valley, happy with the pitching, hoping to take a series tomorrow. Yeah, we all are. Really hoping to see Daniel Lynch give you a solid six and stare down Tyler Glasnow. Glasnow, another one of those cyborgs that exists now in the game. Looks like he should be in a soap opera. But then he throws triple digits with the nastiest breaking stuff you're going to see. Daniel Lynch and Tyler Glasnow coming up tomorrow. All right, let's go to Ty in Sedalia. Ty, you're on 610 Sports Radio. Go ahead.
What a win this was today. Hey, congratulations, Jordan Lyles, getting his first W of the season. And my man, Drew Waters, I think he earned the new nickname, Hurricane Drew, because he was bringing tidal waves in Tampa today with a bomb. And then Freddie Firmino with another bomb. And Ollie, even though for his outfield, we don't really like it, but another bomb from Olivares. An all-around good win today. And my favorite pitcher, Nick Wittgren, solid eighth and ninth.
That's your favorite pitcher?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Hey, no, I got nothing. He's a sweetheart of a man from everything that I've heard. Just a great person through and through. So it's not a bad guy to say that he's your favorite. But unless you're a Guardians fan, I don't know how. And I know you're not, Ty. Anyway, thanks for the phone call. Appreciate it. Royals win 9-4. Royals pitching holds the Rays to 4 runs. The 33rd time this season, Royals pitching has held the opposition under 5. And sadly, the Royals' record in games in which they allow fewer than 5 runs, including today, 16-17. Right? Okay, yeah, I guess I'm starting to understand how you end up 22-55. From the 816, Vern, my whole thing is this series should tell these kids they're talented enough to win a series against the best team in baseball, and really, it's all about slowing the game down for these guys. And Vern, if I squint, I can see the core. Listen. Yeah, you know what? Great. That's terrific. My response to that is, it's not difficult to get up to play the Tampa Bay Rays. Right? The Chiefs are going to see the best that everybody on their schedule has to offer. The Golden State Warriors this season get everybody's best punch. Every time the Warriors or LeBron or next year when the Denver Nuggets go on the road, that city's going to say, the defending champions are in town. Or whenever when the Raiders come to Arrowhead, when the Chargers, and forget the division, when the Detroit Lions come to Arrowhead to open up the season, they're getting ready to take on the defending champs. This is their chance to see where they stack up against the best of the best. It's not difficult to get up to play the best of the best. What do you do when you get back home against Cleveland and then the Dodgers? And then when you go to Minnesota for 3 and then 4 in Cleveland to wrap up the first half of the season? Now, Denny Matthews says it all the time. It's not about who you play. It's about when you play them. Are they hot? Are you hot? Is their pitching healthy? Is their bullpen health? I mean, there's always so much that goes into it. Now, again, like I said to start this off, say whatever you will about this season or this team, but you got to give them this. That was a good win today, and this has been a good series in Tampa. I'm not trying to take anything away from them. But if this is going to lead to anything, we're going to see it over the next few months. But the onus is on the players, not us, to search for optimism. They need to plant the optimism inside this fan base right now. So I appreciate what you're getting at, and I appreciate your optimism. But personally, I can be encouraged by what I've seen, excited for tomorrow's game, and leave it at that. Because this season, I mean, we're already 77 games in. We're almost halfway through. They haven't won 3 games in a row. You're not doing anything in this game if you don't win 3 games in a row at some point. So let's get to that. Let's do that first before we talk about anything larger than one game. 913-586-7610. Again, that's 913-586-7610. From the 816, Big T from Shawnee's final toot was for me. It's my 86th birthday. Thank you, Big T. Thank you, Royals, for the great win, signed Cheryl in Hyde Park. Well, how about that? Cheryl, I'd never believe you're 86. I just saw you at Kauffman Stadium during the last homestand. I would have guessed, what, 70, 71? I don't know. Way too spry. Cheryl, thank you very much. Happy birthday. Glad the Royals could get you a win. I'm glad Jordan Lyles delivers the win for your birthday. Let's go to Dan in KCK. Dan, you're on 610 Sports Radio. As the Royals win 9-4. Go ahead.
Hey, Josh, how you doing? Congratulations to Jordan Lyles getting the first win and for me with a big three-run home run and Oliver's going deep on the first run with Drew Waters. And, yeah, I'm really pumped up for tomorrow with Lynch and with that kind of stuff he had in the Tiger series. If he does that tomorrow because the Rays will be aggressive, I'll be another shutout. And then a few nights ago, I heard one of the callers on the show saying, fire Michael Terry. He's doing a pretty damn good job. What do you think, Josh? I think he's doing
well,
good.
Dan, I appreciate the phone call. You know, it's tough to say that anyone's doing a good job when they're 22-55. I certainly don't think that record is a direct reflection of the coaching staff, but just like you can't judge a player after 77 games, you can't judge a manager after, at least I can. Now, there are certain things I've observed that I like, that I dislike, but I can't make any declarative statements after 77 games. Furthermore, can't make any declarative statements with a guy that has this pitching staff, right? Jordan Lyles today does give up his 19th home run of the season, just a tasty cutter in the middle of the dish to Wander Franco. 19th home run allowed, that's tied for the league lead. Carlos Hernandez, a 12-pitch, 1-2-3, seventh inning. The Royals asked Carlos, obviously, to get three outs in the seventh. Today was the 17th time the Royals have asked Carlos Hernandez to get him three outs. He's done it 1-2-3 in almost half of those 17 appearances. Today was the eighth time this season. It's been 1-2-3 inning over, courtesy of Carlos Hernandez. Spike in St. Joe writes in, Vern, who's in charge of Royals pitching development? Love the win, can't wait till tomorrow. Well, Paul Gibson is the Royals director of pitching development. So, there's your answer. But it is strange to say one person, you're in charge of everything. You know, I mean, J.J. Piccolo and the rest of the front office, of course, they have their parts. Brian Sweeney and Zach Bove and Mitch Stetter at the big league level, those are the coaches. But yeah, I guess the guy at the top of the pitching department's Paul Gibson. Yeah. Spike, appreciate you listening as always, bud. Katie on the East Coast writes in, Vern, this is why I keep watching. It's why I keep watching my boys in blue. Scott in Phoenix writes in, Vern, I do not want to see a fire sale at the trade deadline. I'm prepared to lose some of the young guys, but in return, I want to see a starting pitcher to bolster this rotation for Singer, Lynch, and maybe Lyles. Vern, we need to provide these young hitters with enough pitching so that they don't feel the pressure of having to score 9 runs every game just to have a chance to win. Restore a winning culture, a winning attitude. Enough of this constant evaluation, which is otherwise known as losing. The fact that we guaranteed a series split with the best team in baseball shows us all that we have, yes, some work to do, but we should be better than the worst team in baseball. Let's win a series tomorrow, signed Scott in Phoenix. Scott, I don't think you're going to see a fire sale at the deadline. Because I don't know how many players you have on the team that winning clubs view as the missing piece or a missing piece. Chapman, Barlow, relievers, no doubt. Clark, Hernandez, of course. Those guys can fit on any pitching staff. I guess a Nicky Lopez could be a utility infielder. Edward Olivares could be a right-handed bat off the bench for a competitive team, for a team that's looking for that final piece to push him into the postseason. Of course, a team would love Salvador Perez, but as I've said all year, I don't see the return being proper at the deadline. This offseason, maybe, but not at the deadline. But Bobby, MJ, Michael, Prado, Waters, during the season? No, maybe in the offseason they get moved, one of them, two of them, who knows? But during the season, to acquire someone like that, you're either at the beginning of a rebuild or you're looking for that missing piece to your lineup. And does anyone say Bobby Witt Jr. is what this winning team needs? That's the missing piece. I don't think so. Because I think on a winning ball club, Bobby's hitting seventh. Michael Garcia is hitting ninth. Drew Waters is hitting ninth. Nick Prado's hitting seventh. Right, Royals brought in Ben Zobrist. That guy hit second. So no, I don't see a winning team inquiring about one of the young bats. But this offseason, sure, that could happen. So Scott, I don't think you need to worry about a fire sale at the deadline. Few more from the text line, 913-586-7610. John in Mission. Vern, that was certainly unexpected. Love seeing the team pick up Jordan Lyles for his first win of the season. Great production from the bottom half of the lineup. Let's get another tomorrow and take three of four from the best team in baseball. Matt Quatrero was asked after the game what this series can do for his club moving forward.
Yeah, you hope it's a confidence builder, right? We've talked about this before, you know, a lot with, is this a momentum builder, all those kinds of things. And, you know, I'm not a huge believer in that. I think tomorrow's the day, right? So the Rays don't care what happened today when we show up tomorrow. We can't either. We have to go out and it's a fresh start.
I really think this series is where Q as a manager shines. Not because it's his former team, but because his current team is doing what no one expected, and it's positive. Right? Beating this Rays team, the fact that Q's going to show up tomorrow morning with the exact same attitude that he had when they were losing 10 in a row, I think is a great example for this young clubhouse and these young hitters that are still trying to figure out where they fit in the big leagues, who they are in the big leagues, how you go about being a professional big leaguer. And I think that attitude of, wow, you know what, Skip wasn't full of it when he was saying, hey, you know what, tomorrow's a new day, who cares what happened tonight? Now, he wasn't full of it when he was saying that after we lost a ninth straight game. Now, he's still saying it after we take two of three from the best team in baseball. Speaking of former Rays, how about Ryan Yarbrough? Yarbrough making his first start of a rehab assignment as he comes back after taking that line drive off the face, suffering facial fractures. He's through four innings in Rochester, pitching for Omaha. Yarbrough's four innings, four hits, no runs, no walks, three strikeouts. 62 pitches to go four innings. 62 pitches, 44 strikes. Those are impressive numbers, and he's taking the hill, heading out for a fifth right now. Royals win 9-4. They're going to have to wait to get Ryan Yarbrough back, but we don't have to wait to watch Daniel Lynch. He's on the hill tomorrow, squaring off with Tyler Glasnow. It's a 12:40 first pitch. I'll be on the air with the On Deck Show beginning at 11:30. Thanks to Luke Bell for the help back at the studio. Thanks to all of you for the calls and the texts, the tweets as well, but I stayed away from those. Royals win 9-4, a very impressive win, a very solid series. They look to make it a great one tomorrow. Enjoy the rest of your Saturday, Kansas City. I appreciate you listening. I'll talk to you on Sunday.
You've been listening to Vern's postgame show.
Diving is MJ Melendez. Did he make that catch? He did!
Check out the All Things Vern channel on 610sports.com and the Odyssey app to stay up to date with your boys in blue.
And a swing and a miss. He struck him out with a fastball. Seventh strikeout for Daniel Lynch.
On your home of the Royals, 610 Sports Radio.